After 6 months of negotiations, workers who lost their jobs at Enron are closer to getting more severance pay. A tentative agreement with their former employer could more than double what they'll get. Ed Mabry of member station KUHF reports from Houston.
When Enron laid off more than 4,000 employees late last year, the company paid only a small fraction of severance packages due them under company guidelines. With the help of the AFL-CIO and Reverend Jesse Jackson, lawyers for former employees have hammered out a tentative agreement with Enron to present to the bankruptcy judge. Richard Rathvon with the Enron Employee Committee says it's a good option for immediate additional help.
When each employee or former employee looks at the settlement, they'll realize it's a good one. It gives them some immediate cash today.
The AFL-CIO's Damon Silver says unions have been interested in the plight of laid-off Enron employees, even though most of them are not union members.
Union members around the country who'd never been to Houston, never met any of these folks, sent over 50,000 faxes, emails, and telegrams to Enron and to the creditors committee asking for fair severance for these folks. That's why we've got a settlement today.
One of the lawyers in the negotiation says approval of the plan could take up to 10 days. Enron's Mark Palmer says interim CEO Stephen Cooper will be glad to move past this issue.
The day that we had to notify all of these employees that they were going to be terminated, one of the things we told them is that we are going to go back to the court to ask for more money. And we didn't know it would take this long, but, you know, it's a very good day. And now we just have to get it approved so that we can begin to send these funds out to the employees who are eligible for them.
Ex-employee Michelle Robichaud now works for another energy company here in Houston. After all the months of waiting, she says this agreement looks good to her.
The way that I look at it is I'd rather go ahead, even though this is maybe not as much as I would have hoped for because I had been there for so long. The way that I look at it is that I might as well go ahead and take it. It's money today, and I don't see the value in getting involved in a long legal process to try to capture more money.
Robichaud is hopeful that her colleagues from Enron will eventually be able to come out on top.
Living on unemployment can be quite a challenge, and I was fortunate to have family and friends who were able to help me out. But a lot of folks are still out there who are unemployed who still need to find work. So just hopefully keep our fingers crossed that the economy can pick up a little bit and we'll see more jobs come about in this sector.
Negotiators will offer the deal to a bankruptcy judge later this week. For NPR News, I'm Ed Mabry in Houston.